the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City. I'm Tiffany Bacon. Thank you so much for joining me. October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and today we will be speaking about this topic. We will be speaking with someone who is a dear friend of mine, but who is putting together a fantastic event in just a couple of weeks that will speak to the topic of domestic violence through the performing arts. And I'll tell you who she is and what this is in just a matter of minutes. But of course, we always start off the day with moments of inspiration.
Do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done.
You
look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful. The victories that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful, so grateful, just to praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Grateful.
Yes, as we start off our day with a bit of gratefulness, that's how we should start every day. Good morning to you, my dear friends. Welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City. I'm your host, Tiffany Bacon, and thanking you again for being a part of the show and for listening to us this morning. As I mentioned before, October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we are going to be talking about that very subject this morning. To help me with the conversation is a dear friend of mine who is a personality, she is a producer, and she is doing amazing things. Miss Moshe Loren is joining us. Good morning, Moshe. How are you?
Hey, Miss Tiffany Bacon. How are you? I'm wonderful. Thanks so much for having me on.
Awesome. I'm breathing on schedule, Mama. And I am so proud of you because you have established an organization. I want you to talk about that organization and what made you start it.
Well, the Love Yourself campaign is a campaign that I started about back in 2009, mm-hmm. when I realized that, you know, when I was on the radio, I realized at that time, it had been, help me with my math here, maybe about 11 years at that time or something around that I've been on the radio. And I said, you know, I've got to be more responsible with what I'm doing on this radio every day. And I wanted to find something and ingratiate myself in some service that I truly could speak to from the heart.
Yes.
And when I did that, as soon as I said that to myself, I almost scared myself because I thought, oh, wow, this means you've got to peel back the scab and go to a place that you buried long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my experience of teen dating abuse. And so once I started opening up and sharing my story and sharing my journey and seeing so many other people who had gone through the same thing or were going through the same thing, I realized that, you know what, this is what I should have been doing a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So the Love Yourself campaign for me was a way of telling my story through domestic abuse, as well as sharing with people how I feel like I may have become susceptible of being a victim of abuse because I didn't have the love for myself that I should have had.
Yeah, and you know, it's so funny. We hear this a lot. We hear people talking about domestic violence, especially around October because it is the National Awareness Month of domestic violence. But do you feel that people in general are a bit callous and waving the hand, like kind of somewhat dismissive of the subject, in that it's like, okay, yeah, we hear it all the time, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of the things that one of the big issues around domestic violence is that nobody wants to talk about it.
Mm.
People who are going through it don't want to talk about it. People who know people who are going through it don't want to talk about it, because a lot of times people on the outside will say or feel, well, why don't you just leave? You know, that is the number one thing that people who are on the outside looking in will say to someone who's going through it. And when you're going through it, sometimes you yourself may not even identify with the fact that you're being abused.
And that was a big thing for me.
It's a big thing for people. If you don't understand what healthy love is, because it was never a part of your upbringing, and it wasn't demonstrative in your life of any kind, what do you have to draw from?
Right. So let's run down, because both you and I do work in that. The girls program that I work with, CILE, which stands for Sisters Informing Healing, Living and Empowering. We work with teen girls and we discuss what abuse is so that they can see it. And one of the interesting things when I do work with the teen girls is that so many of them don't realize all the things that fall under the category of abuse. And they kind of raise their eyebrows a little bit as if to say, I'm experiencing that, or I have experienced that. I had no idea that it was considered abuse. So can you run down some of the things that are not obvious abuse? Like, you know, if you're being battered, you can see marks and things like that. But what are some other things that people need to be aware of?
Absolutely. There's, you know, abuse is no more than one's wanting to be dominating and controlling. It's all about domination and control. Mm-hmm. And so when someone is stripping you from being able to make your own decisions, being able to do the things that you want to do, mm-hmm. And you have to pretty much live there. You have to live the life that they want you to live. They've stripped you of the ability to make your decisions.
Mm-hmm.
That is probably the start of an abusive relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going? You know, someone who wants to check up on you every minute of the day. Someone who tells you how to dress, what to wear, who to hang out with, who not mm-hmm. to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
When you start seeing someone try to take possession of you mm-hmm. in some way, then you can probably assure yourself that it's going down the wrong road.
Mm-hmm.
And abuse is not just, and like you said, it's not just in the physical manner.
Mm-hmm.
You can be abused emotionally. You can be abused financially. You can be abused sexually.
Mm-hmm.
You can be abused spiritually. I mean, abuse is it runs the gamut outside of physicality in terms of emotion and so forth. And so some of these signs are not as apparent
mm-hmm.
to some people
mm-hmm.
because they don't understand. It's education is what we have to really push forward when talking about domestic violence. We have to educate people
mm-hmm.
that they understand and see, oh, I can see myself in that.
Right. Right.
So that's where we are in terms of the advocacy of educating people on what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And that's what we want to do a little bit of today for those who are listening, who may be waking up, who may have young people that they're concerned about, who may be young themselves and they just, like, I have no idea what to look for. Or for people who've been around the block two or three times, you're like, you know what to look for, but you don't know what to do. So I want to get into that conversation just a bit. And then, of course, to talk about the Voices of Domestic Violence performance that's coming up on October 26th. So we're going to get to that in like 2 seconds. But you mentioned emotional abuse. What is an example of emotional abuse? How do you know if that's happening to you?
Someone who demeans you, puts you down, makes you feel like you're not worthy, unworthy, that's emotional abuse. Calls you names, and before you know it, you start to, even, you know, the most confident of people sometimes, if you're constantly being told that you're not deserving, I'm the only person that loves you, you'll start to believe those things.
Mm.
You know, they say when things become a habit for you or a habit in your life, and people, and this becomes like the soundtrack of your life,
mm-hmm.
you start to look in the mirror and question yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, am I unworthy of love?
Right.
Am I not deserving of, you know, am I not deserving to be happy? And if you continue to hear that replayed in your life all the time,
mm-hmm.
that's emotional abuse. That is mm-hmm. emotional abuse. And if you, and let me just say this, healthy love feels good.
Right.
If it hurts, something ain't right about that love.
Okay, now you know, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. You know, you've always heard from people somewhere in life, love hurts, love
yes.
hurts.
Yes.
Okay, so what do you say to that? What do you say to those people that say that, that believe that, and what if you're surrounded by that thought and you have nowhere to go to have a shoulder to cry on that would even be halfway sympathetic to what you're experiencing?
You know, love hurts. It's kind of, this is a jaded mentality to say love hurts in a metaphoric way, meaning love hurts, there'll be ups and downs, things won't always be peachy and cream, and you'll have some bad days, you'll have some good days.
Mm-hmm.
We got that. We
mm-hmm.
got that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the difference between, you know, love hurting in the sense that you're living life and not everything in life is going to go your way, and when it doesn't, sometimes it will hurt.
Right.
Okay, I got that. But you have to understand the difference between love hurting in the sense that this is, you know, such as life,
mm-hmm.
and love hurting in the sense that it is pulling and draining
mm-hmm.
the very essence of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because love also builds you up. Love also inspires and empowers. And so if there's no balance of the two in your life and it's just hurting, and love is just hurting, and then if it's physical, love is nowhere near physical unless it's in a passionate, intimate way, you know, that makes you feel good. If it's hurting and the opposite of that, then it's not the hurt that we're talking about, you know. And I think that the most important thing for us to remember is that, you know, broken little boys and broken little girls, Tiffany, grow up to be broken men and women.
Yeah.
And so a lot of what we see with domestic violence is just a repeat kind of generational thing. When kids grow up, the kids who witness abuse in their homes growing up are at higher risk of becoming victims or abusers themselves. So what that says to me is that we have to get on the other side of this equation,
right?
You know, and we have to start talking to young people. The demo that is most affected by domestic violence are those 16 to 24. 16 to 24 are most affected by domestic violence, because a lot of them are acting out what they saw, or they're drawn to the environments that they grew up in.
Yeah, and I remember reading some statistics a little while ago. I haven't read it recently, so I don't know if the numbers changed, but the numbers suggested that Philadelphia is high on the list of cities in the country where youth are experiencing domestic violence at a very early age.
I can definitely believe that. I don't know Philadelphia specifically, but I know that age group that I just talked about, 16 to 24, they are the most affected overall. Yeah. I know that in Philadelphia alone last year, of the homicides that we had here in Philadelphia, I believe 30 of them were because of domestic violence. So that just goes to show how often it's happening and how quietly it's happening.
Right.
Because nobody's talking about it. It's funny because, you know, I was just talking to someone yesterday, and I was giving them information about the upcoming production, and they said, "Oh man."
Now, back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. We're in the second half of today's edition of Praise in the City, and I thank you for joining us. We are talking about domestic violence. October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Moshe Loren is joining us on the phone, and we are definitely waiting for your call. I want to know, have you been affected by domestic violence ever in your life? If so, what happened? How did you deal with it? Give us a call. 215-263-1039. Before the break, Moshe, I asked you to tell us about this Man Up initiative that's happening next Saturday, October 19th. What is that all about? Give us some more detail. You started to give us some, but give us some more detail.
Yeah, so we've called on some really, you know, outstanding men who have who's leading the charge on pulling this rally together. District Attorney Seth Williams, hosted by Mike Jarek of Fox 29, and from your sister station, Hot 107.9, QDZ, and District Attorney Seth Williams will be there to talk about domestic violence as it relates to the prosecution of offenders. Curtis Jones, Councilman Curtis Jones will also be there, along with Councilman Kenyatta Johnson, Senator Anthony Hardy Williams, Harvey Crudup, who is the president for Concerned Black Men, interspersed between that, we have some poetry being offered by Just Greg, and you know, some musical selections just to kind of break it up. But the purpose of all of these men standing before the men and the young men and the adult men of our community is to empower and inspire them to want to stand against domestic violence. In fact, through the Councilman Curtis Jones' office, he's helped us to seek proclamation from the mayor's office to acknowledge that day as Men Against Domestic Violence Day.
Wonderful.
So we are looking forward to really putting the message out there and then beyond the rally, because I believe in having the rallies and bringing everybody together for a great cause, but it's not just about that day. Mm-hmm. It's about what happens after that day.
Amen.
And so after that day, what we're doing, we're actually teaming up with the Lutheran Settlement House, who also they also provide services for victims and mm-hmm. for men against domestic violence as well. But they have an initiative, so we're going to combine our initiatives, because one thing that I know is that we can't all operate on separate islands.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see someone else kind of doing the same thing, moving in the same direction, in order for us to really, it's not about an ego thing of I'm doing this and you're doing this. It's
right.
like we need to do this together, because
right.
together our voices as a united force would go a lot further. So we're kind of teaming up to take on the calendar year from October 19, 2013, to the 2014, we'll have every single month of that calendar year, there will be an initiative that constantly engages men around this issue.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
We're really excited about that.
Oh, that's amazing. And then right after that, the following week on the 26th, is your baby, your
yes.
theater production called Voices of Domestic Violence.
Yes, that is definitely my baby and my labor of love, because when I created that back in 2011, it was a way to talk about the issue and to get people's attention through a different vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
We can stand in front of people all day, and we can talk to them, we can lecture them, we can throw statistics at them,
mm-hmm.
and it's not always received. And so I thought, you know, because I had such a passion for the arts, I wanted to be able to bring this message forward, but using a platform of the arts. So Voices of Domestic Violence, Dance, Music, and Monologue is a 90-minute theatrical production
mm-hmm.
that takes the audience through what it's like to live as a victim of violence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just from the perspective of the victim, but it's from the perspective of the abuser, the children who bear witness to the abuse, to the friends and the family members and the co-workers and the many people on the outside of the abusive home, and what they have to deal with, and how do they respond, and how
mm-hmm.
do they support. So it shows all these many perspectives of domestic violence to send home the message that it's not just her problem,
mm-hmm.
his problem. It's our issue as community.
Amen. And I am very happy and pleased and honored to be a part of that as well. And it's
yes. Well, let's talk about how much you are a part. You're not just a part of it. Let me just qualify.
You know what, Miss
Bacon's part, okay? So special guest Shirley Ralph will be making her encore performance, and Kiki Wyatt will be our musical guest.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was thinking about who else could really bring home and help us to bring an audience into a real live situation, because all the monologues are inspired
mm-hmm.
by real story.
Mm-hmm.
When I was thinking of the people that could help me get this message across from a theatrical standpoint, the first person I thought of to step in and do that was my girl, Miss Tiffany Bacon. If you don't know, she's a phenomenal actress. She is so transformative. Your work is so transformative, and that's what we needed for this. And so not only did I ask her to be a part of it, but when I was looking and seeking direction, someone who could help me to guide everybody else into really bringing these stories alive, I asked Tiffany to sign on to direct the production for me, and
mm-hmm.
and you did, and I'm so excited to have you on board.
Oh,
I really am.
Thank you, Mama, and I'm honored to be there. This is awesome work, and I love, you know I love the arts anyway. I'm a little excited about the arts and what it can do. It's transformative nature. It's informative nature, and I love it. So I'm very thankful to be a part. I want to take a moment though to go to the phones, because we've asked some people to call in to talk about their experience. Have you ever experienced or been affected by domestic violence? So I want to hear the voices of some of my awesome listeners, because my listeners are the bomb.com, honey. So give me a call, 215-263-10. 1-800-273-8539. Let's go to Tawana calling in from Willingboro, New Jersey. Good morning, Tawana. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Who are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm awesome.
All right, great. So what is your comment or question?
Well, I've experienced my father physically abusing my mom through the years.
Mm.
And it has affected mostly all of my relationships.
Wow.
You know, as I got older, because my defense would be I would never let a man hit me like my father hit my mom.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had relationships where a man wanted to love me, but my defense has probably hindered some of those relationships from being successful.
Yeah.
And I've also been the verbal abuser, mm. and I've noticed that. And I've been trying to change that because I verbally abused because my father was physically and verbally abusive.
Mm. And that's very... That's very transparent of you to admit that. Moshe, if you want to speak to that, healing starts with it not acknowledging first.
Absolutely. And I couldn't really hear her very well, so I didn't get her story. But if she was talking about the acknowledgement to get to start the road to healing, you're absolutely right. That's with anything in life, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, with anything that you're going through, if you can't accept and identify that you are actually going through this, then you can't start the road to healing. And knowing that you're going through it is going back to some of the things that we talked about early on. Is do you, or, you know, knowing the signs of am I in an abusive relationship?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you some information too, Tiffany, to kind of to put on your website, because I think people should really look at that list and look at their lives.
Absolutely. And that's so important. It's important to do that little checklist, like, okay, am I experiencing this? And just as important, am I doing this?
Am I doing this? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if you are, you know, if your partner, if you're around your partner and you're more afraid of them than anything, chances are you're probably in a situation you shouldn't be in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to avoid kind of talking about certain things so not to trigger or anger them?
Mm-hmm.
Chances are you're probably in a situation you shouldn't be in. And then this is a big one, too, because this happened to me. Are you wondering if you're crazy,
mm-hmm.
if you're the one that's crazy, questioning your own self, and you know that this is, you know that you feel like you're not the crazy one, but you're made to feel like you're the crazy
mm-hmm.
one. If you believe that you you deserve to be hurt or mistreated,
mm-hmm.
If you're feeling emotionally helpless and numb, chances are you are being victimized.
Mm. Lord have mercy. Well, Tawana, thank you so much for sharing, and thank you for being so honest and transparent with us this morning. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys. You have a wonderful day.
All right. You do the same. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Timothy calling in from South Jersey. Timothy, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, young lady. My name is Timothy. I have a question, and you hit a nail right on the head.
Okay.
Ma'am, I'm a white man. My lady is black. I met her 25 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I fell in love with the lady. When I saw her face going walking down the street with her little white dog,
mm-hmm.
and his name was Max, and sure enough, I'm crying a little bit. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I took my dog on her dog so I would meet her.
Mm.
And I looked at her and she looked at me. I said, wow, beautiful. She said, you're not bad either. She gave me a kiss. Before I know it, she's at my condo. We were together ever since for 25 years.
Mm.
I fell in love with her. And she had some issues in the past where I actually was walking down the street with her and I'm all happy, you know. I got the woman I always dreamed of and everything, and
mm-hmm.
I want to marry her, and I had all this heart and soul to go run and work my butt off for her, and I did
mm-hmm.
for 25 years. And she told me one day she was hearing voices in her head.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a step back, and I'm thinking, what's wrong with this girl? That's why I listened to him. Cool out.
Mm-hmm.
Just check her out. So I did. And so she wasn't hurting me. She wasn't hitting me.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty, and she's gorgeous. She's everything I wanted, but I asked God to give me.
Mm-hmm.
And he did, and he gave me this woman. And for 25 years, I loved her to death. And I still do from this day. I'm writing letters all over the place because I'm trying to get her lawyer to talk with her to come back with me. And I don't know if it's me that's crazy or what's going on. But But what's happened is that we had lost her condo due to listening to somebody else who was a pastor who was getting in my business with my baby girl. And instead of, I had gotten some money that came in, and I lost it because I listened to her instead of paying off. She said, pay off all your medical bills and this and that, and don't worry about that. You throw some extra payment to the condo, it'll be fine. Well, guess what? Mm-hmm. I lost the condo anyway. Same thing with the truck. But that's okay because I kept working and breaking my butt anyway.
Okay.
I want to bring you up what happened now. Where
yeah,
I
I'm sorry. Yeah, because we are, when I say really running out of time, I'm going to need the meat of that. Mm-hmm.
She went and saw a black and white couple in the basement. Her mind started flashing back. Before I know it, she's talking, saying to me, I'll take that white boy right away from her. I'm looking at her like she's crazy. And then she starts walking around the apartment complex with a miniskirt, with no underwear, on red lipstick with my dog. That's my God, what's going on here? Then she pulls me off the couch. I fall off the couch. She's telling me I'm hungry. I'm saying there's something wrong with her. Before I know it, I'm going down to Burger King at 11 o'clock at night. And she gets with her ice cream, whatever, and buys me something neat, throws my food outside of the truck, tells me to get out of the truck and go get the food. Then she drives off and leaves me there. It took me 2 hours to get back to where we lived at, and I had to tell the police. And then they knocked. We went to the apartment, knocked on the door like nothing even happened, and I walked right in. Day later, after that, we go to the church. I take her to church, make sure she's clean, make sure she's got her food, everything's good, sugar diabetes, okay. We go to church, right at the church, right down the road to where she says to me, my sugar's starting to act up. So she says, I need a slice of pizza. I go, let's try to get a slice of pizza. Here you go. And she says, it's not big enough. That's my God. I go back inside, and she says, it's not big enough. He gives me a bigger one. She says to me, it's not hot enough. I said, okay, I go back inside, I get a hotter one. Then I get back in the car. She's telling me she wants a can of soda. I said, oh, come on.
Okay, so wait. I'm sorry, Timothy, because now I'm kind of hearing where this is going, but I'm real tight on time. Larry just gave me the high sign that I got to wrap it up. what was the event? What eventually happened with this constantly running you around? What happened?
What has happened is that she's being influenced by another person, which is telling her what to do. She's already got problems. I think she needs psychological help with some medication because she's definitely not acting right like herself. And she's either not going through some changes in her life. But in the meantime, I was abusively yelled at her, screamed at her every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning to take the trash out. It's only 5 o'clock in the morning. Well, I got to take the trash out at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. So here's an example. When we were talking earlier, Moshe, you and I, we were talking about the things that men experience through or from women that aren't talked about often. What do you have to say to this situation? What would you categorize what Timothy has experienced?
It sounds like it was partly emotional and partly physically abusive at times.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because she was operating from a place of insecurity. And many times what tends to happen, well, what always is one of the issues with aggressors is that they're insecure. And just like a bully on a playground, when you're insecure, you seek validation through the intimidation of other people. And it sounds like she was really insecure. She had a lot of things going on internally with herself, and she wasn't getting the healthy love that she needed from herself, and thus wasn't in the position to give you the type of healthy love that you needed in return. And so if you separated yourself from that situation to be able to get some counseling, because I think that some individual healing needs to happen first before you guys can start to heal together. Yeah.
All right. And Timothy, thank you so much for
we can use counseling together?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to figure out, okay? Because I am writing to her lawyer to try to get some kind of contact with her. I bought her a 5-bedroom house and everything else. I mean, and I'm living in it now.
So, Timothy, real quick, it just sounds there sounds like there's so much more to your story. Unfortunately, we can't even get into it because I only have an hour show,
and
I got to wrap it up.
Well,
but
listen, you got my phone number over there with a light up on the screen. Someone to call me back.
Okay, well, hold on 1 second, okay? I'll have you speak with our producer, Larry, in just 1 second while Moshe and I wrap up the show, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Hold on for 1 second. Moshe, there are so many hurting people out there going through so much, and you know the stories just go on and on and on. What can people expect when they come to the Man Up event next Saturday and to the Voices of Domestic Violence event on the 26th?
Next week is going to be an amazing event. We've gotten so much good feedback from men who are saying thank you for involving us in this conversation. Mm-hmm. Men who are going to take leadership on rallying more men around the issue and supporting our brothers who are in situations where they may be abusers. We need to support them as well and direct them to resources and help and kind of keep. I think it takes a village, if you will. And so mm-hmm. next week, the Village of Men in the City of Brotherly Love will gather at Love Park from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. To take a stand against domestic violence. And the following week, Voices of Domestic Violence, Dance, Music, and Monologues. We've got two amazing shows. And this our shows start after Senator Leanna Washington's walk. So I will be at the walk, and then I'll mm-hmm. be headed over to the Freedom Theater.
Yes.
We've got two shows, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m., the amazing Kiki Wyatt, Shirley Ralph, Tiffany Bacon, Toby Gadsden, Danko 2, mm-hmm. the Prentice Dance Group for Phil Danko will be providing all of our dance numbers, the amazing Carol Riddick, Jay the Artist, so many talented people will grace the stage to help show everyone what it's like to live in these situations. And by the end of it, what I'm hoping you take from it is I'm hoping that you are empowered, inspired, enriched, and you are employed to take action. So Freedom
Amen.
Theater next week, 3 p.m., 8 p.m. You can get tickets by logging on to voicesofdomesticviolence.com. That's voicesofdomesticviolence.com.
Awesome. Moshe, thank you so much for all of your work and your dedication and just for being you. Thank you, Mama.
Thank you so much, Tiffany, for that delayed 10-second reaction.
You're funny.
Thank you so much for having me on, and thank you so much for being so passionate about the issue as well.
Amen. All right, you have a beautiful day, Mama, and much love going out to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and my in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you guys for all that you do. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive day, but don't touch that dial. Marriage Beyond the Vows is next. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.